Today's Amud is Chagiga Yetesima Beis. We're holding on Yetesima Beis, three lines on the top, Atoivu, Lechulin, V'huchzak, Lechulin, V'chulu. So the Gemara is referencing to the beginning of our Mishnah on Yetesima Beis. The Mishnah over there said that if a person goes to the mikvah and he has in mind that it should be for chulin, so it works for chulin, it doesn't work for ma'aser. If he has in mind to be mitayer himself for ma'aser, it works for ma'aser, but it doesn't work for truma. For truma, it doesn't work for kachim, it doesn't work for mechatas. So in total, the Mishnah taught five different ma'ilas, five different levels. There's chulin, then ma'aser, truma, kachim, and mechatas. So it's clear from the Mishnah that there's a difference between chulin and ma'aser. Chulin and ma'aser are on a different level. Now the truth is that the Gemara on Yitchesim Abayis brought a machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim whether ma'aser is treated the same as chulin or ma'aser is considered one up over chulin. That was the Mishnah that Mishnah in Parah that the Gemara brought called Aton Bias Ma'im and Divrei Seifrim. That Rav Meir said that chulin and ma'aser are on the same level, and the Chachamim said that ma'aser is on a higher level than chulin. So now the Reish of our Mishnah, which lists clearly five different levels, chulin, then ma'aser, then truma, then kachem, and mechatas, is clear, like the Chachamim, that chulin and ma'aser are not on the same level. So that's what the Gemara says, mani mas nisen, who is the Tan of our Mishnah that lists chulin and ma'aser as a separate level? Rabbanani, it's going like the Chachamim, the shani luhu bein chulin and ma'aser, who differentiate between the levels of chulin and ma'aser. However, ask the Gemara, the name is Seifa, but then look at the Hemshuch of our Mishnah. Look at the Seif of the Mishnah. The Seif of the Mishnah says that Big Day Amaretz Midras Leprushin. That the clothing of an Amaretz are presumed to be Tamei for people that eat Chulin B'Tahara. And Big Day Prushin Midras Leichli Truma. People that eat Chulin B'Tahara, their clothing is considered Tamei for those that eat Truma. So it's Mashma. Where does Meiser fit into the picture? It's Mashma that Meiser is treated the same as Chulin. It should have said, Lefi L'Chachamim, that Big Day Prushin are Midras Leichli Meiser. Big Day Eichli Meiser. Meiser should have had its own level. The Meiser, the Mishnah doesn't list Meiser as having its own level. That's Asan L'Rabbi Meir. So that seems to be going like Rabbi Meir, the Amar Chulin Meiser Kehadadi Nenu, who learns that Chulin and Meiser are on the same level. So Reish Rabbanon, who say for a mayor, it's not so geschmack to have it like that. That the Reish of our Mishnah is going like the Chachamim, and the Seif of the Mishnah is going like our mayor. So says the Gemara, first Terence, is that in? Yeah, if that's what we'll have to say, that's what we'll have to say. That Reish Rabbanon, who say for a mayor, the Reish is like the Chachamim, who differentiate between Chulin and Meiser, and the Seif is like our mayor, who doesn't differentiate between Chulin and Meiser. However, Vacha Bar Ado Masni La Besefa Chamish Mailois Umaike like Kula Karabanan. Rav Acha Bar Ado, he just switches the girsa and the seifa, and Itaka has it the way we wanted it to say. He has a Big Day Prushin our Midras La Eichli Meiser, and Big Day Meis Eichli Meiser our Midras La Truma, our Midras La Eichli Truma. He adds in an extra level. The way our mission is right now, we only have four levels. Rav Acha Bar Ado, he adds in a fifth level. That there is a separate level in between chulin and truma, and that is the level of ma'aser. And so the entire Mishnah is going like the Chachamim, is going like the Chachamim who differentiate between chulin and ma'aser. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Amar Rav Mari. Rav Mari points out from our Mishnah that Shema Mina chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh kekodesh damu. So Rav Mari points out that you see from our Mishnah that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is kekodesh. What's chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh? So there were some families that even though they weren't eating kachim, they were not eating kachim, all they had in their pantries, all they had in their fridge was all chulin, but they were makbid to eat their chulin with the carefulness of one who's eating kachim. They were just as makbid. For example, let's say their hands were stam yadayim, they wouldn't just wash their hands, they would put them into the mikvah. They would treat, even though they were eating chulin, but they treated their chulin as if it was kachim. Now, why would they do that? Perhaps they had some family members that they were eating kachim, and they didn't want to be treating their chulin like regular chulin, because then it's going to be a problem for everyone else. So they treated their chulin like it was kachim. They mamish kept all the halachas of their chulin as if it was kachim. Now there's a shiloh when a family does such a thing, when you have a person that is careful on his, and it's called his chulin shanasu al taras hakodesh, he treats his chulin with the tahara of kachim, there's a shiloh, does it become like kachim? The nafkamina is if it becomes like kachim. We mentioned that chulin, the highest level of tumah that exists by chulin is the sheni l'tumah. Also by meiser, it's only a sheni l'tumah. By kachim, you can even have a ravi. So now, by this chulin, that a person is careful to eat it like kachim, perhaps there's such a thing now as a ravi l'tumah. Now there's such a thing as a ravi l'tumah. That's the shaila, is what's the status that we give to chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh? So Rav Mari points out that from our Mishnah, you see, he doesn't explain where he sees it from in our Mishnah. The Gemara will elaborate on this point. But Rav Mari says that you see from our Mishnah, chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh kakodesh tavo. Now if a person treats his chulin with the chaymer of kachim, so then it takes on the status of kachim. There could even be a ravine, the toma, it has mamish all the dinim of kachim. Mimai, how do you know that? Where do you see that from in our Mishnah? So says the Gemara, attempt number one, midolai katani buhu mailo, from the fact that it doesn't have its own mailo, meaning, what would be if it's not kachim? It seems like the Gemara assumes that if chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh would not be like kachim, it still wouldn't be chulin, it would still be its own darga, it would be maybe just a little bit under kachim. It wouldn't be mamish kachim, but it would be one under kachim. Now, lemaisa, if that would be the case, so then the Mishnah should have said that big day eichlei truma are medris lo eichlei chulin al taras hakodesh. Big day eichlei truma al taras hakodesh are midras lekodesh. It should have had its own maila. It should have had its own level called chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. From the fact that the Mishnah does not have its own level of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, it must be the tan of our Mishnah holds that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is kekodesh damu. It's the same level as kachim, which is why it doesn't have its own level, because it's the same level, it's treated exactly the same as kachim. However, the Gemara says not so fast. V'dilma, I'll tell you that notes, hai deloi katani buhu maila, I'll tell you that the reason why the Mishnah doesn't mention it is not because it's like kachim, it's because di damu l'truma hatani truma, vi damu l'chulin hatani l'chulin. We have a machlekas tanoim, as we're about to bring, if chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, if it takes on the level of chulin, or if it takes on the level of truma. So we have two other options. Perhaps it's like chulin, and perhaps it's like truma. And we even have tanoim that say each set. So maybe that's why it's down in the Mishnah. Because maybe like the Tana who says it's treated like chulin, in which case chulin's already taught in the Mishnah. Or maybe it's like the Tana who says that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is treated like truma, in which case the level of truma is already in the Mishnah. And that's why the Mishnah doesn't say it. So really it's not like kachim, really it could be it's like chulin or truma. Now where do we find this machlekes? The Tani, we learned in the Braisa that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh harehin kechulin. The Tanakama says that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is treated like chulin. The fact that you decided you're going to treat it like kachim doesn't change anything. The halacha is that it's still regular chulin. Rabbi Lazar Reb Tzadik aimer harehin kechuma, and Rabbi Lazar Reb Tzadik says it's like truma. But the point is that you don't see a riot from our Mishnah then from the fact that it doesn't have its own level of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, that it must be it's like kachim. I can tell you, really, it's like chulin, or really, it's like truma. So what was Rav Mari's raya? Rav Mari said, you see from our Mishnah, it's like kachim. So what was his raya? So says the Gemara Elami Seifa. His raya was from the end of the Mishnah, was from the Seifa. The Seifa, the Mishnah says, that Yaisi ben Yezer hayachasa jabe kuhuna. Yaisi ben Yezer was of the Hasidim of the Kahuna, Vaisa mitpachtoi midras lekodesh. And his handkerchief, his clothing, was considered tameh with regards to kachim. He only ate truma, so his clothing, he was eichle truma, his clothing was considered tameh when it came to kachim. Now the ikar is this next part. It says the Gemara, what does it say after that in the Mishnah? The Mishnah then says that Yechna ben Gudgado, who is not a kayin, haya eichel ataras hakodesh, even though all he was eating was chulin, but he ate it with the tahara of kachim, kol yamav, all his life, he ate chulin al taharas hakodesh. And what was the status of his stuff? V'haysa mitpachtoi midras lechatos. And his clothing was only considered tameh when it came to mechatos. Lechatos and lekodesh lai. You see, he was only considered tameh with regards to the mechatos, but when it came to kachim, his clothing was considered tar. Since he ate his chulin with taharas hakodesh, with the tahara of kachim, so we trusted him that everything he had was like was on the status of kachim, and mamela it was considered tar for kachim, for all kachim, even kachim amish. So alma kasavar chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh kekodesh damu. That's the raya. That's where you see that when a person eats chulin al taras hakodesh, so we treat it like kachim. You see it from this halacha of the Mishnah. That was Rav Mari's raya.